Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Riverside High School senior Lindsay White is with us this morning. Lindsay recently was awarded through a contest sponsored by the Iowa Bar Association an opportunity to get an all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C., and we wanted to talk a little bit about her accomplishments. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, and congratulations on the award. This is through the Iowa Bar Association, the contest locally sponsored. It was called Know Your Constitution Contest. How did you find out about this?
We actually did it in my government class with my teacher, Mrs. Reynolds. It was an assignment, so everybody got a chance to do it. And my fellow classmate, Kelsey Danielson, and myself both got picked for the 100 essays that won, I guess, to go to Des Moines. So that's kind of how we got to do it.
Well, that's pretty exciting. When your teacher tells you we're going to do an essay or a contest called Know Your Constitution, what in the world goes through your mind?
Well, I mean, being in high school, I guess the Constitution is a little bit confusing for most of us, but the class was really nice. It broke down the Constitution and taught us kind of an easier way to understand it. So the essay wasn't too hard to do since we had the Constitution right next to us, just like a shorter version of it to help us along the way.
Before this opportunity, did you spend much time in class at all, whether it's this year or in previous years during your high school career, studying, learning more about the Constitution?
Yeah. I mean, mostly just in government, but I took U.S. history and world history and stuff, but they didn't really break down the Constitution as much as my government class did, so I kind of understood it more when I took government.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about what you wrote about?
Well, the essay was a court case. It was about equal opportunities in the college admission process. So it was just kind of a fake college, and it kind of just gave us a situation, and we had to apply the Constitution to it, saying whether it was right or wrong of the college to do what they did. It was kind of about considering race and sexual orientation as well with the admission process to the college. So you just had to apply some of the amendments and why it was wrong that the college didn't let these couple students get admitted into their college.
So you're having to argue a position as if a lawyer were standing before a court.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, it's pretty intimidating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What was the exercise? Was there an exercise involved, or was it just simply an essay?
There was also a 50-question quiz about the Constitution, just basic questions about what's included in the Constitution, you know, what Congress can and cannot do, and what the different articles include and whatnot. So that went along, and we did the essay after we took the quiz.
Okay, so did everybody use the same topic then?
Yes, everybody had the same court case, and they could apply the Constitution to it however they wanted. So it was just kind of a matter of what amendments they used for their essay.
Excellent. Now, do you know what some of the other arguments were? Maybe that some of the other folks who ended up in Des Moines, you said there were about 100 students who were finalists and they ended up in Des Moines. Do you have an idea of what their arguments were and how that kind of meshed with yours?
The 14th Amendment is one that I used, and I think a lot of people probably also did. I also used the 5th Amendment as well. And it was mostly just about, like, equal protection of people's rights and stuff. That's something I argued a lot in mine about, because I think that's really important when it comes to admitting people into college. They shouldn't just take, you know, certain things into consideration when you're being admitted into a college. So I think a lot of people who were involved in this essay contest probably used the same amendments as I did and just argued them, because those are probably the two that really stand out with the court case that we were given.
Your success in this was really based more toward the subtleties of your argument than it was just picking out the proper amendments.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. So you did put a lot of time and effort into this.
I did.
Well, very good. I'm sure they expected that. Well, now you had an opportunity to go to Des Moines then, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what was that like?
It was really cool. It was great to see all the kids that were involved. We had a couple different speakers. We got to, during our lunch, we got to listen to Justice Wiggins speak about the Constitution and why it's important and how it's changed and over history and stuff. And then we had a nice lunch. And then they did the drawing for the winners for the trip. So it was really cool.
Pretty exciting when your name comes up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was very surprised.
Well, what's that going to be like then? What will that trip to Washington entail?
Well, we leave on a Sunday. We actually leave on February 14th. And I believe that night there is a dinner where you kind of get to know everybody. I'm not really sure what each day consists of, but we get to visit some important places like the Capitol and the Pentagon. And so the people that are really kind of hosting this is the Close Up Foundation, and it's an education work session. So we get to kind of learn along the way, and see some really cool sites in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Have you been to D.C. before?
No, I have not. My class actually... well, some of the juniors and seniors went last year, and I didn't get a chance to go, so this is kind of my opportunity.
Well, it's pretty exciting because there's a whole lot to take in, probably more than a week's worth to take in while you're there. Now, will you get a chance to talk with some different folks or hear some different speakers that might help you down the road?
Yeah, I'm sure we will. I don't have the actual schedule in front of me right now, but I just know that we get to... speak with a lot of cool people and learn from them. There's some workshops and stuff to kind of help us understand some things as well, so that'll be pretty nice.
Awesome. Well, talk a little bit about your future then. Is law or something like that maybe in your future? Is that something you have an interest in?
I'm actually going to go into nursing. That's my plan right now, so I liked government class. I've always wanted to do nursing, so that's kind of my plan for now.
Educationally, are you one who enjoys a challenge?
Yes, I do. I like to figure stuff out, and I like a challenge for sure.
Well, I suppose whether you're going to something like law or into medicine, one way or the other, you're going to meet some challenges.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
How long have you wanted to get into medicine?
Ever since I was a kid, actually. My dad's got some medical issues, so I've been in and out of the hospital quite a bit, and I like to watch all the people there and the nurses and stuff and see what they get to do, and I really have an interest for helping people and taking care of people, so that's kind of what I want to do.
It's interesting. The more I talk to students, the more it sounds like when they want to get into things like this, it's because of personal experiences, and it sounds like that's the same case for you.
Definitely.
Yeah, very good. Well, I hope you have a great time in Washington, D.C. It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, will anybody else go with you, your family, your teacher?
My teacher's not actually going with me, but Mrs. Stemple, she kind of does our school newspaper and our yearbook club. She's going to go with me.
Excellent. Well, I hope you have a great time and come back with a lot of great knowledge and stuff. It's always fun to go to Washington, D.C. for the first time and see so much rich history.
Yes, thank you. I'm really excited.
Absolutely. And congratulations again on the honor.
Thank you.
You bet. Lindsay, take care.
You too.